Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, February 14th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Three people are confirmed dead and five others are in critical condition after a shooting at Michigan State University last night, according to authorities, who confirmed the suspect in the shooting died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police declined to identify the 43-year-old suspect, but say he had no affiliation with the university and that they do not yet know what the suspect's motive was. Sources say President Biden is expected this week to name Federal Reserve Vice Chair Lyle Brainard to lead the White House National Economic Council. She would be taking on the crucial role as the administration navigates a cooling economy amid higher interest rates. While at the Fed, Brainard has advocated a steady but careful approach to raising rates to combat inflation. A Fed spokesman and the White House both declined to comment. Automaker Ford says it's planning to cut 3,800 jobs in Europe over the next 3 years. The move is aimed at reducing costs and boosting profit as Ford continues shifting toward electric vehicles, the company says. Ford has long struggled to make money in Europe. Worldwide, the automaker recorded a $2 billion net loss last year. Markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher, and European shares gained in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged lower ahead of consumer inflation figures due out this morning. And Coca-Cola, Airbnb, and Marriott are among the companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.